we know that there has not been an industry that hasn't been touched by the impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. Arts organizations, for one, are in a serious predicament. With no live performances, many artists and companies are looking for other ways to share their art and to make ends meet financially. In Boise, Ballet Idaho is one of those organizations. Their spring performance, called Light Dark, was called off the day of the opening show when Idaho confirmed its first case of COVID-19. However, their team switched gears and they embrace this new reality. So joining us today to talk more is Artistic Director Garrett Anderson and Choreographer Danny Rowe. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having us.
So Garrett, your performance, as we mentioned, Light Dark, it was canceled on opening night, but you shifted gears quick and you actually brought a film crew in and you produced like a recorded version of this, which was people could watch, you know, through giving a donation. How did that go?
It went surprisingly well, Gemma. We have the good fortune to be partnered with Front Runner Films. They actually are located right across the street from us. And we've been working with them over the last two seasons, mostly for promotional content. But we had asked Front Runner if they would consider filming that show. And when we learned that we had to cancel, we upped the ante and we brought in a lot more cameras. And they basically positioned themselves everywhere they could. We filmed it two different times and we were able to edit together quite a beautiful film of the performance.
And in fact, because it was, you know, like online, people could watch it, you had people showing up and donating and watching it around the country.
Yeah, that was a really wonderful kind of silver lining from this situation. We noticed that it wasn't just the audience here. And as you mentioned, people were popping up from all over Texas, Alaska, and New York. So we realized we can actually have a much larger audience with this format than we can when we're limited to people here in this city. So as disappointed as we were to not be able to share it with a live audience, we were happy that it reached so many and people were quite generous in donating to support us in that moment.
And Danny, you're the choreographer for Carnival of Animals, which was supposed to begin this month. Now, obviously it's been postponed, but you're still working with dancers. Talk to us about what that has looked like.
Yeah, we're currently having Zoom rehearsals. So from my lounge room to the dancers' lounge room, I verbally give them cues and show them little pieces of choreography, and they do their very best to take on everything in their own lounge rooms. And so we're building the piece little by little. So it will almost be like a jigsaw puzzle that we piece together once we're back in the studio. But they're great sports about it, and it's quite fascinating how it's all coming together, despite being so far away from each other.
So Garrett, the Nutcracker, I mean, this is the biggest performance of the year. It comes on, you know, in December around the holiday season. Obviously one of your biggest sources of income, and, you know, fingers crossed, we're all hoping that you could do this performance in person again, but do you have a contingency plan for this come December if you can't do the Nutcracker in person?
Great question. We have about three or four different contingency plans. We're getting very good at building these plans, I think. Yes, and you're right. Nutcracker is our primary productions, our largest scale and largest audience of the year. And of course, we're preparing for creating a digital version of this. We are excited to be able to produce a really high quality film. This being the kind of anchor production of the year, it would be great to have that anyway. But we're waiting for information from BSU and the Morrison Center to see what the limitations might be on seating. Mm-hmm. So we are getting creative about when we will be able to produce that film. We're kind of adding time to our schedule to make sure that we're covered. And then, of course, we will be able to, you know, be ready to jump into that theater and put on the show that we love to put on for this audience. But we will certainly find creative ways of delivering it if we aren't able to gather in the theater in the same numbers that we're used to.
You know, Danny, as a professional, you know, dancer and choreography, what have you learned from really having to make such a switch?
Just that we're being creative people where we have this ability to pivot quite easily, and that is, there's something really beautiful about being able to create despite being so separate from each other, and how it is kind of uniting us in a bizarre way. I've found that I'm kind of delving more into film and choreographing for film and the wide audiences that come with that. And that's something that I'm really enjoying and welcoming into my creative process.
And Garrett, what about you? What do you think of the biggest maybe light bulb moment you've had in this?
Similar to Danny, there are lots of things that we've been interested in as an organization. One of those being the medium of film, and also, recently we launched a podcast, something that we've talked about doing for a couple of years, and now realize this is the perfect time to really take on projects like this. And find new ways of connecting with our audience and giving our audience even more of a look inside of our organization and inside of the process that we care so much about, but it's hard to share. So finding ways to really highlight that and add a personal narrative to how these works are built is something we're really excited about doing throughout next season, regardless of if we're able to go back to the theater or not. And this has really been a catalyst to get creative in these ways.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking some time. I mean, I think that the arts are always needed, but so needed in this time. So thank you to both of you for making those changes and making this accessible. We've been talking with Garrett Anderson, Artistic Director at Ballet Idaho, and choreographer Danny Rowe about how they've adapted to these new challenges. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Gemma. I really appreciate you having us. And for our listeners, please check out our podcast. You can go to our website. You can go to anchor.fm to find it there.
All right. Thank you both so much. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. A big thanks to Troy Oppie this week for helping out while Sam was out. Our general manager is Tom Michael, and our programming director is Paul Stribling. It's Friday. It's Memorial Day weekend. I really hope you can find some joy as we continue to move through this. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here next week.